Le Pépites de Patrick, the podcast that will take you out of your comfort zone in what you know or you think you know across all fields.
The industrial decarbonization, a lot of talks, few projects. It's 2026. Bonjour Daliassi Ahmed.
Bonjour.
You are in charge of hydrogen application at Clark Energy. At Clark Energy, there are some projects in operation. Can you describe your company?
Yes. Clark Energy is an EPC player. We are in charge of engineering, procurement and construction of gas and power installation around the world.
How can you decarbonize the industry with hydrogen?
Today, we can use hydrogen to decarbonize the industry, whether it's for heat production or electricity production. We can use low carbon hydrogen to fuel the engine and to obtain low carbon electricity. We can also use different types of hydrogen like natural white hydrogen into the engines or also hydrogen as a byproduct of industrial operation that could be also recovered in our engines.
What are the required updates to retrofit a gas engine to operate on hydrogen?
Today, we can operate on hydrogen with our standard engines up to 5% of hydrogen in the mix of gas. If we need to go to a higher percentage, let's say 20%, we need to do some minor modification on the engine. If you want to go up to 60%, we need major modification, whether it's on the software or on the hardware. But we can also function on 100%, but for this operation, we need a new special engines that were designed for this amount of hydrogen.
For 100% hydrogen engine, can we go back to natural gas?
Yes, absolutely. We can go back to natural gas without losing the power efficiency. The engine has been designed and constructed for this purpose. It operates naturally more on a classic way on natural gas. So the fact that we needed to update them on hydrogen, we didn't have to do several modifications. We were able to go back to natural gas. But you need to keep in mind that it's polluting. Unlike low carbon hydrogen, natural gas is a fossil one. So you burn it, you have more NOx emissions. And also the fact that you need to go back into gas, you don't need to stop the operation of the engine. It can be on a continuous operation.
At what temperature does the combustion occur?
The combustion occurs at a really high temperature. Actually, within the engine, it can go up to 500 or 600 degrees.
It's a lot.
Absolutely. And this is the temperature you get off the exhaust gas, and you can use it also to heat recovery.
Okay. In this case, we can use cogeneration.
Cogeneration means that you produce electricity and heat at the same time. And for the engines, it's possible.
What is the general efficiency?
Good question. The efficiency of an engine is around 40%, where you produce a good amount of heat, let's say 60% heat, 40% electricity.
What is the complexity of hydrogen cogeneration project?
Actually, a hydrogen cogeneration project is not so complicated compared to a natural gas one. I've asked the project manager at Clark Energy what were the topics that we needed to be aware of. The first one was to monitor the temperature of the combustion. When you have more hydrogen, the temperature is higher and it could affect the materials, the steel ones. So, due to this problem, there is two solutions. Whether you lower the charge of hydrogen, which means the percentage of hydrogen in the mix of the gas. The other option, if it's really too high, is to stop the engine and to go back when the percentage is at the required amount. Otherwise, the rest of the project is really similar to natural gas or biogas project.
Okay, that's good for me. As a reminder, Daliassi Ahmed, you are in charge of hydrogen application at Clark Energy.
Thank you, Patrick. Bye.
Bye.
Infini Radio presents Les Pépites de Patrick podcast featuring beautiful, innovative, and promising projects.